Hey guys, it's Tammy again with the Avondale Vineyard Christian Fellowship Church here in Avondale, Colorado. And we've been in the book of Hebrews studying verse by verse. And today I actually wanted to kind of step away, take a break from that for a minute, because just with in light of recent events, I felt like my prayer is that God would use this time to challenge and encourage us as we attempt to kind of process all the things that have taken place in our country of the past week, and as well as help us discover how to move forward. What is our role? How are we supposed to respond? You know, the tragic death of George Floyd is just yet another heart-wrenching attack on humanity and what seems to be an ocean of injustice. And to be quite honest, at least for me, it seems we're on a slippery slope. And it would be so easy for our anger to consume our thoughts and even rule our actions. So I'm not really here to tell you that there is a cut and dry solution or a step-by-step process to follow. I mean, what I want to tell you is all I got is Jesus. And I don't say that with an apologetic tone. I say that with confidence. Look, Jesus is all I got, and from my experience, that's all I've ever needed. Jesus is my deliverer. He's our deliverer. And this isn't really the time to rage. It is the time to act, but how? And I think as we move forward, we need to realize that God doesn't give me strength. He is my strength. He doesn't give me comfort. He is my comfort. So when we're needing comfort and our strength is failing, it's in these times that we need to draw on God, receiving our comfort and our strength from the purest, most powerful source. So my prayer today is that I can somehow encourage and or spur my brother and sisters on to really just follow God with all your heart, mind, and soul, with everything that's in you, as you decide for yourselves and your families, you know, how you want to move forward in the days and the weeks ahead. Like, how are you going to respond to the news and the questions and the neighbors and, you know, the children, and what are you going to do? So that's my hope, is that I can somehow equip you as you make those decisions. And really not I forgive me for saying that, but God through his word, that this word would really just equip you. So let's just pray. Father, thank you so much for your sovereignty, for your promises, Lord. Thank you for your strength. And God, right now, we just lift up the broken in our world. All the hurt and the anger, Father, would you come and just minister and heal all these people. Heal our country, Father. Just send your Holy Spirit just to wash over each one of us, Father. Lord, let us experience your grace and your mercy during these times. Help us, Father, to be wise in our decision making, to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Father, I ask this for everybody, on behalf of everybody that's listening to this. Help us, Father. We need you. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. We need your discernment. Lord, we need your patience, your kindness, and your compassion. Lord, help us. Help us to move forward with hearts of forgiveness and grace and love. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, instead of the book of Hebrews, I wanted to kind of rest in, my daughter and I have been doing this Bible journaling in the book, through the book of Psalms, going chapter by chapter, and I just happened to get on chapter 46, and so I just want to kind of pick this chapter apart and share it with you, and see if you can see what I saw, and if we can learn together. So I'm going to read it first, and then we'll just kind of get into it. So Psalm 46. Starting in verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea, Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in the city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos. Their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us, and God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Man, I read that and I just was like, wow. There's a lot there. And I probably could definitely spend more time on it than these few minutes we're going to spend together, but I'm sure going to give it a try. So verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. He is our place of rest and comfort. He is the source of our power and our strength. So many people say, God, you know, give me strength. God, give me comfort. And I've even said that, but the truth is God is our refuge and he is our strength. He is. So for us to find rest, we have to be in him. We have to go to him. For us to have strength to keep going, to endure, we have to go to him. We have to be in him. He is our source of strength. He is our refuge. It also says in verse 1, always ready to help in times of trouble. You know, I don't know if you've got your Bibles open. I hope so. But circle the always ready. Always ready to help. So many times I'm like a bull in a china shop. I just react and push through. And when I read this verse, it just brings conviction to my heart. God is always ready to help. In other words, he's not going to push his help on me. James 4 verses 1 through 3, it says, what is causing the quarrels and the fights among you? Good question, wouldn't you think? I mean, with the way our world is looking today. So what's causing the quarrels and the fights among you? Don't they come from evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. You know, verses like these cause my heart to skip a beat, my tummy to kind of get tense, because, you know, I know, just as sure as I'm sitting here, that when I have more times than I would like to admit when I have responded to a situation without ever taking the time to seek God's direction. God is always ready to help, should I be willing to ask. Verse 2 in Psalm 46. Verse 2 says, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. This verse addresses our worry, our anxiety, and our fears. It reminds us that these things will happen. And I don't need to get all worked up, even when we're faced with one disaster after another. I think of Job. His whole world came crashing down, but he didn't lash out at all the injustice. Joseph, who was tossed into a pit, sold into slavery, there's no mention of his anger. Let the oceans roar, let the mountains tremble. Yes, both men had to face and deal with their situations, but neither of them are recorded as being consumed with anger and lashing out on anything and everything that got in their way. Not one of them. Let the oceans roar. Let the mountains tremble. I mean, it's let it be. Let it. It doesn't mean give permission. It means don't get worked up in it. Don't let this be the thing that steals your joy, that steals your refuge, your strength, that robs you of any common sense, compassion, and wisdom that God has given you. You know, that is not your source. That should not fuel your next reaction to a situation. Let those things happen. You pursue God, and then He will lead you. Verse 4, a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. The strong city where God dwells protects those who call it home, and they're able to benefit from the river that's flowing within the city. As born-again believers, God's our sanctuary, our place of refuge. And when we take our shelter within His power, His promises, then we can face any situation with wisdom, peace, grace, a level-headedness that is not swayed by the turmoil raging outside. The river that flows within the city provides restoration and healing. But I have to be in that city. I don't say this from a place of I got this. Remaining in God's presence is a practice, self-discipline, one I'm guessing I will be working on for the duration of my earthly life. Because like most people, I can and have unfortunately been caught up in the winds and the storms raging outside. I find myself trying to be more aware of what's capturing my thoughts. What is it that's leading my thinking? Asking myself, are they fixed on God? And giving myself permission to seek God and not be so impulsive. And as my family can testify, I can often be heard by saying, I hate the learning curve. Because just like an infant child learning to walk, I fall more times than I care to admit. I do believe the key lies in our willingness to get back up and keep trying. So I'm not saying all of this from a place of, I got it. I'm just saying we need to remain in God. We need to remain in His sanctuary. You know, if we're going to proceed with a level-headedness, if we're going to proceed with wisdom and compassion, we need to be in God's presence. Verse 6, the nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see this. A quick scroll through Facebook or 10 minutes watching the news. Come on, the world around us is diseased with broken people and chaos. But lucky for us, it doesn't end there. Verse 6, that's only the first sentence, the last piece of it. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how He brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow, snaps the spears. He burns the shields with fire. These couple verses invite us to stop and see where and how God is moving. Let's admit it. Satan wants us to dwell on negativity, and he dishes it up on every silver platter he can find. But these verses invite us to look and see what God is doing, how God is working. You gotta love this. We just spent the last 9 verses looking at how the world is in a shambles, and we're invited to trust God and see His hands in all of it. The psalmist, after he says all that, after he says, look and see, you know, God's thundering and how He causes wars to end. And He snaps bows. After he says all that, he says, shh, settle. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Wow. You might see chaos all around you. Kingdoms might be falling. But God reminds us that He will be honored. Throughout the world, He reminds us that He is here among us even now. Even in the middle of all our brokenness, God is here. He is working. He is moving. You have to be deliberate in where your attention falls. God is not sleeping. He is not silent. He is a powerful force at work with us and among us even now. Look, I encourage you to pause wherever you are, whatever it is you're doing, and draw your strength, your next decision from God. take your rest in knowing that even though it may look from our earthly perspective stormy and chaotic, He is here. He is in control. I cannot express this enough. I know so many people are hurting, angry, and some fearful right now, but let me remind you, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Ask Him, seek Him, be willing to follow Him as He leads, and remember, God led Jesus to the cross. Why should you expect any different? If we want to walk our Calvary Hill, if we want to walk our road to wherever the Lord takes us, we have to be in the Lord. We have to trust Him. We have to be faithfully pursuing Him, asking Him how, taking our why questions to Him, not to Facebook, not to the neighbors down the street. You have to be in the Lord. Father, we just confess our need for You. Father, we just confess our frailty and the temptation, Father, to just lash out, to be angry. Lord, I pray that You would just consume us, Father, with Your Holy Spirit, with grace and mercy and love. Fill us, Father. Hold us tight, Lord. I pray for everybody in Minneapolis and all throughout the United States and our country, our world right now. Lord, would You just come in a powerful force and just hold them, let them see You. God, open the eyes and squash the enemy. We come against him in the name of Jesus. Lord, let Your power just roar across this land, Father. We need You. Bring Your peace. Bring Your comfort. Lord, would You lead Your children? Help us, Father, to know how to serve You, to bring glory to Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.